This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the living God forever. Don't we serve a miracle-working God? Don't we serve an awesome Father? Mighty God, Prince of Peace, praise His holy name forever. Hallelujah. I have a custom where I minister. Before you sit down, it would be great just to catch hands with the person beside you, to the right and to the left. And I just want you to take a couple of minutes just praying in the Spirit. Often we don't know what we're saying. And it's so important. The Bible talks about that which every joint supplies. So you're carrying something in your mouth for the person beside you, to the right and to the left. You don't even know what it is, but when you open your mouth, you pray in the Holy Spirit for that person. God can pray through you. The Holy Spirit can pray through you. And you have direct access into heaven by that awesome gift of praying in tongues. Lift your voice right now. Father, I thank you that the footsteps of every individual here is ordered from you. Father, you have brought them here by divine appointment, Lord God, not by the orchestration of man, not by the wisdom of man, but by the wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for that which every joint supplies, Lord God, your body praying, seeking you, praising you, glorifying your name, Jesus. Let your banner be raised and let your glory be seen, and let every single heart in this place be touched by your goodness, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all God's people say, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful. Please take your seats, and if you have a Bible with you, would you open to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Such a joy to be back with Joshua and Corinne, with the and just seeing the wonderful work that God is doing in them and through them. You know, like a good cheese or a good wine, things take time in the ministry to mature, to be brought to their maturity. And I just see them maturing. Every time I come, I see them maturing more and more in Christ, more and more in the things of God. Please put your hands together for them right now, even though they're not here. Let heaven hear your appreciation for them. Glory to Jesus forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you haven't found it by now, just forget it. And we'll look at verse number 4. It says this, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, not of the rulers of this age that are passing away. But we speak, say, we speak.
We speak.
Say it again, we speak. We speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God, predestined before the ages to our glory. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age had understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, if the devil knew what was coming, he wouldn't have touched the Messiah. He would have allowed him to walk through the streets of Jerusalem and say what he wanted, do what he wanted, anything like that. But there's something that God is wanting to birth in the earth. Something so very sweet to him that we, even ourselves, are not allowed to touch it. And there's very few things. You think about how generous and how loving our Heavenly Father is. There are very few things that are off limits as far as he's concerned. He says the tithe is off limits. The tithe belongs to me. Why? Because the tithe is that sweet connection in the realm of the spirit between you and your provider. If God's my provider and he comes to me and he says, let's make a business arrangement, I will give you wealth. I will give you provision. Sometimes that provision will be supernatural. In that if you're drowning in the sea, he'll make sure a fish swallows you. If you're walking in the desert and all the water that's there is bitter, he'll make sure that there's a tree that's been planted there before you were born so that you can cut the thing down, stick it in the river, and make the waters sweet. Provision. And he says, all you have to do, he said, I'll give you 90% of whatever, just give me the tenth. Honor me with the tenth. So the tithe is the Lord's. Why? Because it's sweet to him. Doesn't belong to, it's sweet to the Lord, right? But there's something even more sweet to God than that. And that's revenge. Revenge is sweet to our God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says, and we all know it, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Anyone ever wanted to get your own back on someone? Yeah. Hey, baby. Man, if I could level the score, half a London town would be dead in a box. But thank God we have law enforcement keeping us. Say, please clap for your law enforcement here. God bless them. They may not be perfect, but they do a great job. Hallelujah. We have to surround them in prayer. In fact, that coin you gave me, officer, do you remember that little prayer coin you gave me? That's still on my nightstand right now, right beside my bed. And occasionally I just touch it as a point of contact for the protection of law enforcement. And the Bible talks about law enforcement, that it's a minister from God, set to effectively stay something that is a spirit. Lawlessness is a spirit. Lawlessness is a demon. And there's very few professions. In fact, law enforcement and the medical profession are the only two organizations that fight spiritual things in the natural. That's why they need our support. I tell my doctors, we've got 10 doctors in my church in London, and I tell every one of them, I say, make sure that you claim the blood of Jesus when you go into your place of work. Very important. Demons hang around hospitals. To make sure that you're covered in that profession. If you're a nurse or a doctor, anyone like that, medic, even a janitor in a hospital, make sure you claim the blood of Jesus. It's there for your protection. Claim it over your life. Demons don't like the blood of Jesus. They really don't. They have a very hard time with that. And that's a good thing. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. I like that. Oh, and before I carry on in my message, the Lord reminded me of a word that I gave your dad, Pastor Joshua, concerning when he was pastoring Hope very much involved in the life of the church. And I feel the same spirit here. This is my first time preaching in this venue with Pastors Joshua and Corinne as the actual lead pastors. And because when I was there before, it was like a transitionary thing. You know, Bishop was still there. But I feel the very same thing that I felt, that God has given you an altar of reinvention. That people are going to come in, they're going to need to reinvent their lives. And their cry, some people, you see, God will hear their prayer before they even know how to pray. It's something about the mercy of God that there's people right now, even in this locality, that don't know you're here. The answer is here, but they don't yet know it. But they're crying out to God, and God will use you to just be talking. Sometimes it's like you're talking in the supermarket about church service, about something that somebody preached or prophesied or some healing or anything that happened like that. And they'll overhear it. They'll think, wow, you know what? I've got to get that. Excuse me, can I interrupt you? What place are you talking about? Because the desire on the inside of them will connect them with the answers that you carry. You guys have answers. There's an altar right here where people can reinvent their lives. And I felt in my spirit, I should say this as well, Pastor Joshua, that some of the circumstances, some of the tricky circumstances that people have been through as they're coming in to reinvent their lives, you're going to have to know that in the natural, your church is called Hope United, right? But in the realm of the spirit, it's called Fresh Start. Hallelujah. It doesn't, you see, here's how God does it many times. He'll name you in the natural, but in the spirit, he'll give you a different name. And the reason he does that is so that, like, if I'm giving you, let's say, for instance, I'm giving you a handshake, but I want to really give you something else. So as I'm reaching out my hand to you, I swap hands and then I give you what you need. You might not know that it's what you want, but it's what you need. And there's a lot of people, I feel it in my spirit, that there's a fresh start anointing on this altar here. Look after it, preserve it, draw from it yourselves. One of the things about the spirit of vengeance that God can put on you and outwork through you is that it enables you, it empowers you to be the answer to questions that they didn't even know they were asking. You remember the woman at the well? She was full of questions, blah, blah. You know, they say, well, theologically, I'm stuck. I don't know if I belong in Samaria or Jerusalem and all that kind of stuff. And Jesus is cutting through all that stuff as fast as he can to get to the issue. You're a hurt woman. Men have abused you and treated you like trash all the days of your life. But now you're going to be the answer to the very village that has rejected you. And she walks back in, transform the thing. What's that? Vengeance. Vengeance. You imagine every demon that oppressed that woman through judgmentalism and through all sorts of nonsense like that. And yet she goes in and she brings the solution. Jesus, the Messiah. And the whole village comes out. Jesus says, wow, lift up your eyes. The fields are whitened to harvest. Because the number of people that were coming out, vengeance. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to find it, in Isaiah 61, I believe it is. I want to show something to you today. Thank you, Jesus. Here it is. Jesus, you know, sometimes when you're ministering, certain things that God shows you and declares to you, sometimes in certain situations, you're better off not releasing those words. You're better off leaving them hanging right there because then people draw from them. This is what Jesus Christ himself was doing. You remember the Bible says in Luke chapter 4, I think it is, where as his custom was, he went into the synagogue to preach. And he opened the book of the law to Isaiah. And it was this very passage of scripture. And he began to read. And the passage is from Isaiah 61. So we'll look at the original. It says here, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Now, that's where he stopped. But look at the very next line, and the day of vengeance of our God. Yes. What Jesus was carrying was so powerful and so mighty that it was effectively vengeance on his enemy, the devil. How many of you, you've suffered oppression in your life in one form or another? Can be all kinds of oppression, relational oppression, workplace oppression, financial oppression, racial oppression, all sorts of different demonic oppression, physical or mental oppression. The number of people that have suffered under the hand of the devil. And then out comes Jesus Christ. He finds an outworking in you and I so that he can then exact vengeance on the devil. Every time I lay hands on a sick body and that body receives healing, that is an act of vengeance. Vengeance on the very spirit that put that sickness in that person. Am I making sense? Every time, and I don't know if there's people here from a Haitian background, but let me use Haiti as an example. Haiti has suffered under the oppression of the devil. Now, previous generations, the ancestors, etc., made plenty room for the devil to operate through all kinds of nonsensical local practices brought over, particularly from West Africa, and parts of West Africa still today are involved in all kinds of stuff. Juju, voodoo, babalawo, demonic water baptism, all manner of nonsense, all manner of nonsense. But look at what the devil did to break the spirit of the nation of Haiti. Somebody told me once, I don't even know if it's true, I haven't looked it up, but somebody told me that the name Haiti originated from the name Hades. Hades itself, hell. But thank God there's help. Thank God. A nation baptized in witchcraft, poverty as a result, chaos, all manner of sexual perversion, multiple polygamy and all kinds of incest and all kinds of nonsense. And in the realm of the spirit, like thick poverty, thick oppression. But God, who is rich in mercy. Hallelujah to Jesus. You see, you may not have come from a generational line that has suffered as much as Haiti, but the principle remains the same. That God is the liberator of the captive. He is the prosperer of the poor. He is the mender of the brokenhearted. He is the restorer to peace. He is the one that breaks the generational bondages. And in fact, the Bible says it very clear. We read it in 1 Corinthians 2, that if the rulers, the very spiritual hierarchies that rule this world, if they had known what was coming as a result of what they had done, they would never, never, never have crucified the Lord of glory. So there's a vengeance that God wants to work out from you. Because the Bible says, you see, if you're anointed, then you're anointed to do several things. You're anointed to bring good news. You're anointed to proclaim liberty to captives. Do you remember the Holy Spirit through Paul in 1 Corinthians 2? He said, we speak wisdom in a mystery. He said, I don't come to you with wise words. He said, I come to you with demonstration of power. But that demonstration of power is released by words. It's not the speaking of wisdom. I've spoken some crazy nonsense things that have come to pass. Like crazy stuff. Even the hearers sometimes, some words I've prophesied. Somebody was telling me, a pastor from India. He has a network of 4,200 pastors in India. And I brought a word. I was preaching there in a town called Hussainabad in the Andhra Pradesh area of India. May God take you to the nations. There's vengeance that God wants to enact on the principalities and powers of the nations. And he wants to use you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you looking at me like, me? Oh? Yeah, you. Why not? You can get on a plane anywhere now. Think about this. You can get on a plane anywhere to anywhere and arrive there within 2 days. And do you know, when Cornelius had that visitation from the angel and Peter was on the rooftop praying, Peter was in Caesarea and Cornelius was in Joppa, 2 days' journey. Think where you can get in 2 days. Yeah, it's the time, it's the season. Miami Airport's just down the road. If you get the opportunity to go on a mission, do it. You will love it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 17, that one of the things that the Lord did, he said his own arm brought about salvation. He put on zeal as a mantle and vengeance as a garment. I pray that before you go to heaven, you know what vengeance feels like to wear. It's a gift from God. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. And the way he does it, he'll clothe you in it and he'll send you to the nations. When God first sent me to India, he told me, because I was doing a pastor's seminar, 700 pastors in Hyderabad. And India is a very interesting nation. There's 330 million gods in India. You think America's confused with like 99 genders and God knows what? Well, 330 million gods in India. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse number 11, one of my favorite scriptures. The Lord will be terrifying to them in that day. And he will starve the gods of the nations. You know, when God takes a god and wrings its neck like a chicken and starves it to death, the people go free. The people are free to be blessed. The people are free to be saved. They're free to honor God. They're free to prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper. It's a marvelous thing seeing people get set free. I pray that before you go to the Lord, you'll see people set free through what comes out of your mouth. And sometimes it's even shocking, some of the things that comes out of your mouth as an act of vengeance from the Lord. I was there in a little town called Hussainabad. And I brought the pastors there. There was a bunch, like 20, 30 pastors in this particular little town where we were doing this mini seminar. And I gave them three prophetic words. I said, you, sir, the pastor, his name was Satish. I said, you, sir, I said, you're going to plant three churches within the next 2 years. And for some people, you know, planting one church is enough for a lifetime. It can kill you and bury you in the ground. I said, you're going to plant three churches in the next 2 years. I said, another thing. I said, the value of land in this region is going to treble. And I said, and another thing, God is going to turn the bitter water sweet. I said, this place has been known as Mara, but God is going to turn it into a river of life through the water system. Now, Pastor, you want to see unbelief? Oh, this dude is looking at me like, maybe we should take the microphone off him. Maybe he's got malaria or something, or he's eaten some dodgy food or something like that. Like, how can this be? But you see, we serve a God of vengeance. God will put something crazy in your mouth just to see it come to pass so that everyone says, wow, dude. And literally what happened was that the government of India decided to divide the states into two. And the state division so happened that they didn't have a water system. So the government put in something like, I don't know, $200 million worth of water infrastructure, literally down the road from where that guy's church was. They started to grow rice. They started to grow chilies. The ground up until then, the ground was like solid like rock, even though it was mud because it never rained there. Suddenly, the bitter waters became sweet. The value of land as a result trebled within 2 years. And there were so many people came into that region that the pastor planted another three churches. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. Glory to God. What's that? Vengeance. Vengeance. Can you imagine that God prospers you so much that you become a weapon of vengeance, sending money into missions in Haiti? Woo! Glory to God. Why not? You see, this is the time, this is the season to lay hold of certain things. I remember praying in the year 2002. In the year 2000, our beautiful 18-month-old daughter had died very suddenly. Very, very sad circumstances. You know, she wasn't just our baby. She was the church baby. The whole church was in mourning. Other pastors and leaders were looking at us as if to say, man, what kind of sin have they committed that God has brought such a judgment on them? I mean, it was like a rework of the book of Job. And God started to reveal to me the idea of vengeance. Vengeance. Healed for Life. Some of you have been on the Healed for Life two-day thing or the refresh or the fixing the foundations or anything. That's vengeance. Satan regrets. I guarantee you before God, Satan regrets the day he touched our little girl. Because my wife went to prayer and she said, Father, use me. Because of what the devil has done, use me as an instrument of healing in the lives of your people. Brother, does she carry that anointing? Woo, Jesus. Vengeance. Vengeance. Tell me, what has the devil done to you? What has the devil done to your generations? What has the devil robbed you of? Through the spirit of poverty. Poverty is a curse. What has the devil robbed you of that God wants to give back to you? Through the work of your hands, through the ministry he's going to give you, through the entrepreneurial ideas. What is it? What is it? You see, one of the great things about living in this day and age, the restrictions are off. You know, when I was growing up, the wrong zip code was a hindrance to me. Those chains are broken now. Where you originated, because my father was Irish, and it was the time where the Irish were blowing up London with the Irish Republican Army. And there was a stigma attached to being Irish. Those days are gone. There used to be a stigma attached to color or height or weight or whatever it was, aptitude. Those days are gone. The chains are off. God wants to prosper his people. I've raised up 13 millionaires in my ministry in London. 13. And all of them, listen to me, all of them are black and minority ethnic. Every one of them. 13 of them. 13 of them. The latest, you see why? It's an anointing. Vengeance. Vengeance. Every time you do well, it's vengeance on the devil. Satan's looking at you. Why are they driving such a nice car? I thought I had them bound in poverty. Yeah, but you're giving, your heart released you from that bondage. I thought they were going to be sick forever. And then Benny Hinn rolled into town and slapped some oil on them. And now they're free. And now they're liberated, ready to go to another level. I thought I had them crippled with low self-esteem, self-doubt. But they started to speak to themselves in the mirror. They started to say, wow, I see God in that man. I see God in that woman. I see all things are possible to him who believes. I'm a believer, and therefore all things are possible to me. Hallelujah. Nudge your neighbor and tell him the gloves are off. The gloves are off. Every time you do something great for Jesus, you are condemning Satan. What a great feeling. Woo, Jesus. That's why we don't take vengeance in the natural. The same pastor I was talking to you about, the guy from India, 82 of his colleagues were burned to death by militant Hindus in a place called Orissa in his state. 82, locked in a church building, and they set the thing on fire. 82 dead. About 4 years ago. 3 weeks after that, there was a bunch of pastors who came to one of the meetings we were holding from that very region. Boldest, bravest guys you could ever imagine in your life. Absolutely. And they swore a covenant before God that they'd get vengeance on the devil. They started to win souls. They now have a network. Get this. They now have a network. That was a network of 2,600 pastors when I went there 3 years ago. It's now 4,300 pastors. They have a separate network for ex-Muslim pastors. Got 15 ex-Muslim pastors. Those are people who've had encounters with God and have said yes to the ministry, and they've gone out into their communities in India. What's that? Vengeance. Dude, you know they say vengeance is sweet. Hey, sweet. Beautiful. Love it. Everything I do, I've devoted my life to vengeance. I don't know if you all are allowed to watch movies here. Do you watch movies? But like, you know, there's something about certain directors who have got this thing on, like there was a film called Inglourious. I can't even say the second name after that, but there's something about that. There's something about that movie. It's about Nazi Germany. It's a fantasy about revenge. But there's something about it that when I see that thing, I get vengeance. I now understand vengeance. Oh, it feels good. It feels so good. When I'm praying for somebody, and I'll close out here because I want to pray for some of you. When I was in India, you got to understand, you see, 330 million gods will bring a lot of demonic possession. A lot. And there's all kinds of things, because they'll be involved in divination. And the thing about the spirit of divination, if you look in Jeremiah 14, verse 14, you'll see that there are four kinds of falsehood that the devil uses to try and keep a nation bound. Just from memory, one of them is like futility, where everything's going to crash and burn, everything's horrible, everything you turn on the news, and everything's, you know, I mean, this isn't a political statement, this is a belief from my heart because of what he's done, and a tree is known by his fruit in office. But I think right now you've got one of the greatest presidents in the history of man. Now please, don't understand that word politically, understand it spiritually. If all he did, if he was the most philandering lunatic in the history of man, if all he did was move the embassy. Whew. See, if you understand spiritual territories and what he did, if all he did was move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, you see, we've got to understand, right? You look back in history, Jerusalem, an undivided Jerusalem, as the capital of an undivided and free Israel. That's the first time that that has happened since the days of King David's grandson, Rehoboam. That's how historic that thing is in the realm of the spirit. That in itself released a wave of mercy from heaven that we are still yet to see the fruit of. But you'll see it by God's grace. If I'm a prophet of God, you'll see it. Hallelujah to Jesus. What exciting times. Whew. Lord have mercy. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his goodness. I want us to stand up right now and I want us to pray. Because, you know, I don't know what form vengeance will take in this ministry. But I feel there's something that God wants to do. I feel there's something that he wants to release. Somebody told me once, they said, you know, if you have parents and grandparents who are in ministry, then God automatically puts a mandate for international ministry on those children. Automatically. It's like he just opens doors that then no man can shut. I don't know whether you've ever had a heart for missions. I don't know whether you've ever had anything like that. One thing I do know, I believe the sound that you guys have is going to reach far and wide. Far, far, far and wide. I saw God. I don't know if any of you guys are songwriters yet, but there's like one Twinkle Toes lady who was standing here, like the most amazing shoes. If I was a woman, I would be wearing those shoes. Where is she? There you are, honey. I don't know if you've ever had a heart to write songs or to do anything like that, but there's something that God's going to do. It's like he's going to like start revolving things around you. And it's amazing. You know, when God does it, you think of some of the songs that are coming out now. I mean, songs, every hair on your head stands on end. Whew. God of creation. Hey, that thing. I was in Ireland, ministering for a friend in the west of Ireland, and it was on an industrial complex. And as I pulled into that industrial complex, that song came on my playlist from Spotify. What is it called? 100 billion. So will I. That thing, that one song lifted me into the realm of the spirit. And I came in with a prophetic anointing on my life. And in the west of Ireland, hey, that thing is like, you've got to preach through 14 and a half inches of solid concrete before you reach in the realm of the spirit. Here in America, you've got it easy, mate. You've got it easy. Like the prophetic just like that. You know, I'm standing there. God's talking to me about the altar of reinvention. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can't wait to see those people come. I can't wait to see what they look like. A friend of mine has a very similar ministry in Malta. I was there 3 months ago doing a Holy Spirit conference in the island of Malta. And you've got to understand, Malta's a small place. The population is 500,000. This guy has 500 people in his church. So 1 in 1,000 Maltese goes to his church. 25 of them are ex-gays and lesbians. 25 out of 500. Ex-gays and lesbians. He's just got a ministry to reach them. Ministry of deliverance. They come out free. One guy got saved. I mean, the dude had breasts. Like, how kind of wild freaky is that? When he got baptized, he still had the silicone implants in his boobs. Him. Awesome. There's no one beyond reach right now. There's no one beyond reach. Oh, may the Lord release you. Just close your eyes and start to pray right now. Father, we worship you for this house. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Pastors Joshua and Corinne. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the journey that they are on, Heavenly Father. Just like the children of Israel came out on a journey and the sea stood up for them. According to Psalm 114, the sea fled when it saw the children of Israel coming. Father, I thank you. Certain unseen things have fled from them. Thank you, wonderful Jesus, that you've opened a door. And sometimes that door has looked so small, it's looked like a tunnel that they've had to crawl through. Narrow on every side. But Father, I thank you that that thing is opening out. I command it to open out in the mighty name of Jesus. I command what's in this house to multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom to carry that work. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the teams necessary to carry that work. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that level, Lord God. They've seen glimpses of it here and there, like sparkles on the carpet, Heavenly Father, like glitter on the carpet. They've seen a bit here and a bit there, a trace here and a trace there. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. Increase it, multiply it, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the reinvention of lives that's going to happen at this altar by your mighty hand and by your outstretched arm. Thank you for the sound coming from this house. Lord Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, for the great wonders. The great wonders, the great wonders that you're going to do. Thank you, wonderful Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. Thank you, blessed Spirit of God. Ha, ha, ha. Vengeance. Vengeance on the devil. Vengeance on the devil. A sound of authority. I hear the sound of authority. I hear the sound of authority. Yembe midu naruchia.
Yemba yaka jenda maya sanope. Yemba ya mokoro hadye. Yemba ya unamni shindubo ya karidia. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is there anything sweeter than honey? Is there anything stronger than a lion? Father, I thank you for the strength of lions in this house and the sweetness of honey in this house. Honey, flow in the name of Jesus. Yibi undahasem no maisha. Yimbe akadir reblo yekesa siabe. Yibi ambatana gamse maisho. Yimbe odaharebdo yemekayeje. Yimbe asadudia yekenan sanda maichenanda. Yende asaide tu halibdo yemakem no maishe.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everything that has tried to pollute the sweetness of this house, we break its power in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As sometimes in ministry, it's like you're moving boulders. But Lord God, my God, I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord God. God, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you're going to bless the work of the hands of these people. Lord God, builders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Those who are building in this ministry, both in the natural and in the spiritual, builders, God, you're going to bless them. Thank you, wonderful Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the technical ability in this church, Lord God, well beyond its size. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Excellence in every department in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Writers, documenters. Thank you, wonderful Father. Thank you, Jesus. Use them. Use them. Use them as weapons of vengeance. Weapons in your arsenal, Heavenly Father. Weapons, Jesus, my God. Forever, I love you. Forever, I love you. Forever, oh Lord. I praise you forever. I praise you forever. I praise you for. Pastor, can I pray for that couple there? Is that okay? Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you. But I love you, Jesus. Yemba ya nonde ya ulitri ya gida. Yemba ya nare kudindi ya insuni na sheye. Yemba ya kadili ya sanada wanguruka. Yenda ya kintunu nemnu. Yemba ya nuhula sitsule ya. Thank you, Jesus. I see God putting a project on the inside of you guys. I don't know what you do. I don't know whether you're involved ministry-wise or anything like that. But I see a project. It's like almost the strength of your relationship. God wants to multiply that thing out. Thank you, wonderful Spirit of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I see on the inside of you like plans, like architectural plans that God wants to bring to pass. It's like, wow, you've heard me, son. You've heard me. You've heard me. Because those plans are right on the inside of you. Father, we call it into being for the greatness of your name and as a testimony to your goodness, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Father, I thank you that those who believe in you, those who trust in you, shall not be put to shame. Let them see it with their eyes, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.